If a man has relations with one of the forbidden, the Arias in the Torah, or Psulis, and we're going to see that this is talking about that she is the daughter of a Kohen. So she's normally allowed to eat Truma. This one isn't the daughter of Kohen, this is any woman. We'll see. If a man has forbidden relations with any of the Arias, or Psulis, or she's forbidden, Kagon Alman al Kohen Gadol. For example, she's a widow and she marries a Kohen Gadol, Grisha v'chalutza l'Kohen Hedyat, or she's a divorced woman or a chalutza to a common, and she marries a common priest, which is also forbidden. Priest can't marry a divorced woman, right? Mamzeris and the sinner, the Israel, or he's a mamza or a nasin, a Gibeonite, which we've said many times before is forbidden to marry. Bas Israel, a mamza or a nasin, all the other way around, either he or she, one of them is a forbidden relation. Pasal, so she is rendered disqualified from marrying a priest. So what this Mishnah is telling us is that if a woman has had forbidden relations with anybody, any of the Aras of the Torah, right? It's quite has big ramifications, this. She's forbidden from marrying a priest after that. And then also just the Mishnah says there's no distinction between intercourse and intercourse, meaning if it's natural or unnatural.